Hare Krishna. So Krishna is describing how to reach the stage of Yoga Rudha, the almost perfectional stage of Ashtanga Yoga. So we saw one verse which described that. Now we'll see the second verse, that is Shloka number 25. Shanai shanair uparamed buddhya dhriti grihitaya atma samstham manah kritva Nakinchid api chintayet. So Krishna here is saying, shanahi shanahi, gradually, step by step, one should become situated, uparamed, one should become situated. Situated in what? Atma samstham, situated in trance. How? Buddhya dhriti grihitaya. Buddhya, by intelligence, by the means of intelligence, in dhriti grihitaya, sustained by full conviction, one should have full conviction. And manah kritva, and mind should be fixed on self. Na kinchid api chintayet, one shouldn't think about anything else. Now, in the previous shloka, the first action was mentioned. And now in this shloka, the last action is mentioned. The first action was to give up the material desires. And now the last action is to not think of anything at all. That is anything material at all. So this is the last action. So let's discuss this particular last action in detail now. By proper conviction and intelligence, one should gradually cease sense activities. This is called pratyahara. Now, this conviction and intelligence, you know, is something which is very important, and we can discuss this point. Now, how to get that determination? We spoke about determination in previous video also. And again here, we have got this word conviction or determination. So, how to get this particular thing? How to get that determination? So, we said if we have faith in sadhya, goal, and sadhana, the process, we'll get determination. But how to get faith? How to get faith in sadhya and sadhana? By hearing. We have to constantly hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Various topics which are connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should hear that how by practicing bhakti people have attained success. How people have attained the transcendental platform. How they have gone back home back to Godhead. And how by going back home back to Godhead, they are able to please Lord Shri Krishna. If we hear about all this steadily, constantly from realized souls, what will happen? Our faith will keep increasing. Because when we hear a realized soul, the faith in the heart of the realized soul is actually transferred to our heart. And we also get that faith. This is the only way to get faith. There is no other way. We cannot attend some seminar saying 5 steps to attain faith or 6 steps to attain faith. There's nothing like that. We hear from a realized soul who has faith in sadhana and sadhya, and when we hear him, we get that faith, and then we start practicing with determination. That conviction will be there. So this is the only way, that is hearing, shravanam. Now here it is said that one should gradually see sense activities, and this stage is called as pratyahar. So we discussed the eightfold limbs or eight limbs of the mystic yoga. That is Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga. What were those? Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayam, and then comes Pratyahar. So Pratyahar is basically withdrawing all the senses from the sense objects. Now this is a very, very important stage. Very, very important stage when it comes to going from Yoga Ruruksha to Yoga Rudha. From the beginning stage of Ashtanga Yoga to the advanced stage of Ashtanga Yoga. So this Pratyahara comes in Yoga Rurukshu stage, in the beginning stage where the person is trying to progress. And while progressing, he has to make sure that he withdraw all his senses from all the sense objects. Now this is a very, very artificial means. Artificial method. Somehow artificially he is trying to withdraw. Now if suppose in between, while advancing, suppose he relaxes his senses. Again, the senses will go and sit on the sense objects to enjoy. Very, very dangerous situation. Very dangerous. Because it's an artificial method. But in devotional service in bhakti, what happens? The method is very, very natural. We are servants of Krishna. Jivera swarup hoy Krishnera nitya das. We are servants of Krishna. But currently, we are in an artificial setup. What are we trying to do? We are trying to enjoy in this material world. So now we are in an artificial setup, and when we come to bhakti, when we start serving Krishna, we are in a natural setup. So there is no question of falling back. So it's always very, very safe. When you're practicing bhakti, it's very, very safe that the person's senses will always be engaged in serving the senses of Lord Shri Krishna. So this point is very important to understand, that bhakti is very, very natural, whereas the other processes which we're discussing is pretty much artificial, because it will not allow the senses to remain away from the sense objects. Senses need some engagement. How can we remove senses from the engagement? So we have to give some engagement to the senses. And in bhakti, lots of engagement is there for all the senses. There's so much of devotional services there that we can render to Lord Shri Krishna for His pleasure. So this pratyahar is very, very easy when it comes to devotional service. But Ashtanga Yoga, pretty much difficult. We have to really appreciate the ones who do this. The mind being controlled by conviction, meditation and cessation from the senses should be situated in trance or samadhi. So much the person has to do to come to samadhi. He should have the conviction, meditation, cessation from sense objects to control the mind. And for us to control the mind, what do we do? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tell me how much endeavor it takes. How much hard work is there in this? It's all about just vibrating the tongue and constantly, attentively hearing the vibration that is coming, the transcendental vibration of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. At that time, there is no longer any danger of becoming engaged in material conception of life. So as soon as the person comes to samadhi, then he will not have any problem. That's what is said here. Although one is involved with matter, as long as the material body exists, one should not think about sense gratification. So even when the person comes to the advanced stage, since material body is there, senses are there, and there will be chance that senses will come in touch with the sense objects. So at that time, the person should make sure that he does not get desire for sense gratification. Desire for sense gratification, and there is a great danger. The person might fall. So it's a very, very important point to meditate on, and it's a caution basically. One should think of no pleasure aside from the pleasure of the Supreme Self. This state is easily attained by directly practicing Krishna consciousness. So in Krishna consciousness, right from the day one, what are we learning? We are learning to do devotional service. We are learning to do service, transcendental service at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna for His pleasure. So when we are learning this right from start, so the person is already in samadhi, because he's always thinking, how can I give pleasure to Krishna? How can I serve Krishna selflessly? So in this way, we understand that a bhakti yogi is always safe. The chances of an ashtanga yogi to get into sense gratification is there, because that is artificial method. But when it comes to bhakti yoga, it's pretty much safe, because it's pretty much natural for the living entity to serve. And this service that he is rendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very much taken care and given a lot of importance to by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And Krishna himself protects the living entity. He tells Arjuna that Name Bhakta Pranashyati, never ever my devotee will perish. This is the verdict given by Krishna. He's telling Arjuna to tell to everyone. We'll see that shloka in detail in the future chapters. But that is a very important line. Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Never ever a devotee will perish. So in this way, now Krishna has explained that firstly, Ashtanga Yogi should give up the material desires. And then, next stage, that is the final stages, he should not think about anything at all. Now after this, Krishna is going to describe about the means of success in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.